Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau. On this podcast, we interview fellow entrepreneurs who are willing to share their stories, their trials, and their triumphs in business, all in an effort to help you avoid the same obstacles and to achieve success faster. But at all times, continue to rely on our faith to see us through to victory. Now, with today's guest, here is your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast. We are so blessed that you are joining us today. Have you ever wondered what it takes to launch a Christian music artist into the spotlight or have a powerful worship song that makes its way from just a small church stage to an international platform? Well, today you're going to find out. My guest today is Dr. Elio Alcindor, a physician, ultrasound instructor, and an award-winning gospel artist himself as well. Amen. He's also the president of the Canadian CELA Music Awards program. Praise God. This is one of the biggest celebrations of faith-filled music in North America. Help me welcome to the program, Dr. Elio Alcindor. Elio, it is a blessing to have you with us today, brother. I've been looking forward to today.
Good morning, Pastor Robert. It's really a pleasure, a privilege to be on your program today. I'm so excited to share about what we're doing here up here in the North in Canada with the Canadian CELA Music Awards.
Amen, amen. Now, you're off in Vancouver area, is that right?
No, I'm in Calgary, kind of.
Calgary,
close to Vancouver, close enough.
Yeah, okay. But you're out on the West Coast.
On the West Coast, yes.
Okay. I have relatives over on the East Coast. I got relatives in London, Ontario.
Oh, wow. So that's a beautiful place.
Yeah, the name Thibodeau, you know, I mean, that's where we hail from. I was born and raised in Michigan, just about 2 miles from the Canadian border. But we used to go back home all the time. And matter of fact, you know, you'll probably even hear me say it a few times. It's just my nature. I still use the A. You know, and everything I say, that's just how I was raised, eh?
That's good.
But anyway, we got that tie in there right there. Praise God. But the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Dr. Elio Alcindor?
I can just say that I'm a servant of God. I was born in Haiti. Raised in Haiti, and after high school, I went to Latin America to study medicine, where I was graduated as a medical doctor. I worked there for many years, went to the U.S., did some study in the U.S., and then went back to work in the Dominican as missionary with my family, and then moved back to Venezuela to work as missionary and also as a physician. And in 2015, God sent us to Canada. Actually, I came with my children because my wife passed away in 2014. Mm. My kids was very little, and it was a very hard time. But yeah. You know, God is good. He's been there, and you know, and He has helped me to move forward with the kids and move to Canada in 2015. Here we are, and amen. We're working for the kingdom as we're working in the medical field. It's been a good journey.
Amen. Journey. Amen. Yeah. Well, what inspired you to get involved with the Canadian CELA Music Awards?
That's really a good question. As you said before, I'm also a gospel artist. I've been working in praise and worship ministry for quite a few years now. I have heard from many, many friends. They are very frustrated about what they've been doing, amazing work, and invest a lot in music. And they're very frustrated about not having enough exposure about what they're doing. So that's have been what I've been listening from so many people, so many artists, especially here in Canada. You know, in Canada, we have such amazing talents, but people doesn't know about them. They are very fantastic. They are doing amazing work, amazing music, but not everybody has ever heard from them. So, and then I prayed about it, and God gave me the vision And with, alongside with my wife, we said, okay, we should do something about it. And we put together a very amazing team to Amen. Work about to do the Canadian Sila Music Award. And so far, it's been a blessing.
Amen. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, this is the first. This is our first year.
This is the first year, people, just launching it. Amen.
A lot of people cannot understand it because we have had such a great success with just the organization of the first year. And people think that, you know, we've been there around for many years. But yeah. No, this is the first time.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, I'm looking at everything. I was like, man, you know, I can't, this thing's got to be, you know, mature. It's kind of like the Academy Awards or something, you know, it's been going on a while. Amen.
That's what we're trying to do.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Well, the CSMA, that it seems to uniquely celebrate both Canadian and international Christian artists. I mean, how important is that global reach? And let me just say, like, what kind of impact do you see it having on the Christian music community?
That's also a good question. What we're trying to do, let's put it that way. The vision God gave us, it's kind of like doing something, as you can see, the categories. We have categories for specifically for Canadian, just to create certain exposure for them, just to make people get to listen to the songs. Just we have 100 board members who voting for the artists. Just these 100 people can listen to the songs. That's a good exposure, but just to name something. But on the other hand, we want to bring all the international artists to come to Canada to realize how beautiful the country is and how beautiful work that our artists is doing in the country. And then they can bring something from there and go to their own country to talk about more exposure for our artists. The idea is to not only have Canadian categories, but have international categories, which we call general categories, where we have international artists and Canadian artists mixed together to do such a great mix of artists and have a good pool of categories for this Canadian Sila Music Awards.
Amen. And that's amazing too. And you know, this year's event has 38 different award categories, including 13 that are reserved exclusively for Canadian artists. Now, why do you think it's vital to highlight both local and international talent side by side like this?
As I said, we didn't want to put all our Canadian artists together with international artists. We would be more busier for them to get more nomination. For example, for instance, if you have five people in a category, five people nominated, so we wanted to have them on their own and at the same time have them side by side with the international artists to create curiosity from the international artists to know the Canadian artists, and at the same time for the Canadian artists to know these international artists. That's really amazing, and the impact we're having from Africa, Europe, and everywhere in the US, it's just amazing. Just amazing.
Amen. Now, you also have foreign language categories. Can you tell us about the foreign language categories and how important that is in order to open up the new doors for artists who may otherwise be overlooked in the traditional Christian music award shows?
Let me say that. We most likely understand that English, French, and Spanish are the three most you know, spoken languages that people like in terms of music, people will most likely be listening songs in English in the first place, and sometimes in Spanish, sometimes in French. But we do understand there might be a Chinese artist doing such amazing song or a German artist doing such amazing work for the kingdom of God. They haven't had exposure because for us, most important thing is to recognize everybody wherever you are. There might be a person in Nigeria who didn't do a song in English, but is doing an amazing song that it might be highly qualified to get an award or at least to get a nomination. So we opened the foreign language just to do not put it in a box of English, French, and Spanish, to open the door for people who might be singing in Japanese. Or like last time, we have an Indonesian TV station contacted us because they heard about what we're doing. They wanted to do an interview to understand what the foreign language is about, so their Indonesian artists, Christian artists, can apply for our awards. So this is a very something very particular we're doing in our CSMA that I haven't seen it anywhere else. So we just opened the foreign language. So anybody anywhere in the world, as soon as you're doing Christian content with good production and good words to impact life, to transform life, to bring hope for people through music, through Christian music, you are welcome to apply.
Amen. Amen. I know, you know, there's going to be gospel singers there, but what about like gospel bands or just instrumental music? Is that open? Is that categories there as well?
We haven't had any. For this time around, we don't have instrumental, but this is something we are exploring for next year. We are exploring instrumental. We are exploring choirs. We are exploring children ministries. There's many other categories we're trying to add for next year. But for this year around, we unfortunately don't have them yet. But Amen. This is something we have in mind.
Amen. Amen. So how do events like CMSA help Christian artists gain that exposure and gain that credibility they need in order to grow their ministries?
As I say, there's a lot of frustration out there. Christian music should never be a competition because we're all working for the kingdom of God. The Bible says there's a lot of work to do. There's not a lot of workers. Let's put it that way. Yeah. That's my interpretation. More artists we have, better we can do the work. So the problem is, it's become like kind of a competition, let's put it that way. So if God give you the grace to get to a place where you can get a nomination with Grammys, you can get a nomination with Dove Awards or Stellar Awards or any other big awards out there, so it create a lot of exposure for you. Because myself, as soon as I see somebody get the nomination with Grammys, I say, oh, I haven't heard from that person. Let me dig to know who's that artist. Mm-hmm. And it created, believe it or not, awards organization are there to create exposure indirectly or directly for the artist. So we're trying to have a lot of reach. Our reach to get to every continent. So that way, people will have curiosity about everybody that are nominated. We think it's a great way to create a big exposure for artists.
Amen. Have you had any music producers or record companies express interest in coming out more or less doing like exposure for their labels and things like that?
We do. We have plenty. We have from Africa, we have from Europe, from England, we have from Australia. They heard about what we're doing. They really, they think it's interesting. The vision we have, the mission, they kind of identify that it's a good thing. It's a good tools. They really feel like, okay, we want to know more about them. And we have more than 10, 20 times of people that applied this year asking for next year already. So, yes. It's really a blessing our God has been doing through these awards. We are so thankful, and we do have these people contacting us.
Hey, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. So behind the scenes now, where you're operating at, what are some of the biggest challenges and joys of putting together a celebration of this magnitude?
Oh, wow. I would say, believe it or not, because it's our first time, there is a big stress among the team too, because we're trying to do something extremely professionally done. We want everybody responsible for whatever area they're working in to be doing such a great job. In my position, as Sharon his position or every other people on the board, our stress is like for our members, our team to execute every aspects. Just from that, receiving the artists coming and TV interviews, radio interviews, everything to be very well done so we can have a great success. And not only that, we want the night to be a night of praise and worship. More than giving an award to an artist, we want it to God to be the center. We want God to be in the middle of what we're doing. We want that the first goal, that the main goal. And then while we're doing that, we are knowing people who've been trying to do that kind of stuff. People who work in a ministry for long times. So the stress is, I would say, this is the big challenge. Try to keep the stress down. We trust God about what we're doing and we know he's going to be great. But you know, on the human side, you know, it's always like, okay, we need to do that. We need to work that. And it's always a warning that is nonstop for like, we've been working for 3-4 months already. So we still have 2 more months to go. So that the stress, I would say, this is the hard, keep the stress down. It's it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So how far out, well, you know, like we know this one's more or less in the can. It is now, I mean, it's so close you can taste it. What about next year's? Have you already started the planning for next year?
Yeah, we already working on application because we want to open our application, make it more broad. And so the only thing we've been working in dates and applications. But so far we keep it in mind. But you know, we are so busy with this one. It's hard to leave this one on the side and go work on the other one. But we know that we have to start. We already started, but not big thing has done. But as soon as we finish this one, we will be.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask that because you know you have everybody there, you have the media attention there. It's always a good spot to announce next year. Yeah, you know, and here it is.
Well, we keep doing it. We keep doing it. For now, we know registration will be open in September. With the awards for this year will be June 27. But as September, the registration will be open for next edition.
Yeah, amen. Because you know, like I said, I worked with a music ministry. Wow, way back 1998, 1999. And we did 48 concerts in 48 weeks in 48 different cities. Wow. And I was always working 6 weeks ahead because I was the one that had to organize it all. That was my department. So we'd be traveling to Richmond, Virginia for a concert on Friday, followed up by Minneapolis, Minnesota on Saturday, mm-hmm. and fly home. And then, you know, well, when Dr. Johnson would fly home, I would be flying out Sunday morning to Dallas, Texas, because that's where we are 6 weeks from now. And I'm out there promoting it, meeting with the churches and doing all that stuff. So as I say, you're always way ahead of where you're actually at. You know, tonight's the concert in Richmond. We're here. We're doing it. It's on. You know, but as soon as this thing's done, I've already got my marching orders far ahead. That's why I was asking, you know, how far away are you planning next year? You know?
Next year, we try to keep it for June. We try to keep it for June, but as I said, we already have the date. The registration will be September, and application will be available for everybody by September. And
this is exciting.
Yeah,
this is exciting, and it's an ongoing process. It will never end.
Never end.
Amen. Well, you know, although it may be a bit late for this year, how can churches, ministries, Christian businesses get involved as sponsors or supporters? And what does that kind of partnership mean for spreading the gospel through music?
Okay. It's not too late. It's not too late. Because it's our first year, we leave it open for anybody who identifies themselves with what we're doing. It can be a church, it can be a business. We need them. We do need them. So we have different partnership. We have a media partnership with where in media we say, okay, we will be in charge of making promotion for your awards. Every week we give you that amount of minutes on our radio station or our TV station. And what we do ourselves, we put the logo in our flyers, we put the logo in our promotion and our website, social media. We have them for until we finish this time around. And if the media want to renew, we renew. And at the same time, we have business also. They are open to give economic support because we do need that in order to do the best we can with what we're doing. They are welcome. They just contact us and we send the package to them. We have different packages that they can read up and choose from there. And then we can also customize. We have customized package depending on what they need, what their needs are. So they are free to contact us by email or just by social media, any way they want to. They are welcome to be part of it, and because we are there to promote Christian artists, and we want them to support. If they want to support that, they are welcome.
Yeah, amen. Well, Lelio, this is so interesting, and kind of, it's kind of exciting, amen. I know there's people out there right now, they probably have some questions about what we discussed today, about the 2025 Canadian Selah Music Awards, getting ready for 2026. But how can they get more information? How can someone get in touch with you?
You go to our website, www.CanadianSelahMusicAwards.com. It's Selah with S-E-L-A-H. So you go there, you find information, or you can go directly to our Instagram or Facebook, Canadian Selah Music Awards. You can send us an email, info@CanadianSelahMusicAwards.com. So any way you go to the website and you still have more questions, go to frequently asked questions section. You can have more information. If you still have more questions, feel free to reach out to us by email or social media. We are very open. And in our website, there is a contact form too. You just send it from there. You just contact us, and we are very happy to answer any question.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links all this in the show notes below. Yeah. Praise God.
They can do that. Yeah, go ahead. They can do that in English and Spanish and French. We answer in any of these languages.
Amen. 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 Well, folks, the 2025 Canadian Selah Music Awards, it's more than an event. This is a beginning of a movement honoring excellence in Christian music. I mean, with the support of leaders like Dr. Elio Alcindor, the gospel is reaching new heights. You need to go drop down the show notes, click the links right there, visit CanadianSelahMusicAwards.com to learn more, and consider supporting this powerful kingdom effort today. Amen. Praise God. Dr. Elio, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come on the program today and sharing all about this great event, man. I do appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bo. Thank you for all your audience who have been listening, and it's a pleasure, and we welcome them to go to our website and our social media and get more information about what we're doing here in Canada.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Dr. Alcindor and myself, Pastor Bo, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. We appreciate you as a listener and fellow believer and want to encourage you in your entrepreneurial efforts. These programs are designed to provide you with information that you can use in your business to achieve success faster and avoid the obstacles that try to impede your success. All information on this podcast is for entertainment and information use only. Some of the products and services listed in the links may contain affiliate links, and Pastor Bob will earn a small commission when you click those links at no additional cost to you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be notified when our next episode is published. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.